call to order for the Governing Board of the Arizona City Fire District for Tuesday, November 11th, 2025. You will join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All board members are present. Welcome to our guests. Number five is chief report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So behind your fire chiefs and staff reports, I'll do them both together.
Okay.
Eight new applications received during the month. Manpower still at 100%. Facilities and equipment, engine 566, we're doing some maintenance on that. That's ongoing. For the month of November, our EMS training is respiratory emergencies. On the fire side, it's continuing our minimum company standards. Our image trend target solutions on the procedures are at 95%. Community service during the month of October and November so far, we've assisted 74. We had one today. And we have ongoing grants working on that with FEMA, DEMA, and ESRAC for those funds. Under school and events, fire drill, we conducted the monthly drill for October. We've scheduled November, and we're still working on those grants as well. And under contract and businesses, we're still working off the $3,000 grant from Factory Mutual and the $100,000 grant from Representatives Teresa Martinez and Chris Lopez. Under the staff reports, 171 calls, three were fires, 74 were rescue emergency services, 28 were service calls, 56 were good intention calls, false alarms and false calls were 9%, and then citizens' complaints of special incidents for smells were 1 for a total of 171. You'll see in the next pages are our NFPA summaries. We had one structure fire, one fire and rubbish, and then we jump to the very last page in that section. You'll see out of those 171 incident reports we wrote, our average response time was 4 minutes and 46 seconds, so just under 4.5 minutes. And our 90% fractile time was 6 minutes and 29 seconds as our district continues to grow. And that is the chief's report and the staff reports for the month of November.
Thank you, Chief. A motion to approve the fire chief's report and staff report?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. So, next item is correspondence.
Many thank yous during the month for services rendered and for the holiday celebrations as well. And I'll talk about those a little bit later.
Okay.
The next thank you for being at the Veterans Parade today.
You're welcome.
We appreciate you being there.
You're welcome. My honor.
And next item is the consent agenda.
Yes, so consent agenda 466-006-54. All bills are paid. You'll see all the other funds are positive as well. Every bill is up to date, and we have more money rolling in as well, and more money in the first part of next year for the increase in the district size.
Okay. Motion to approve the consent agenda.
I move.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously.
Who is the second? I'm sorry.
I am.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And number nine is call to the public. We didn't receive any requests. Number 10 is old business. There's none. New business, holiday updates.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So we had our annual trunk or treat on the 31st. I'd like to say thank you to all the board members that could make it, and especially Alan Rogers, our clerk with the Rangers. We couldn't do it without you guys. We had 58 trunks, another 4,000 pounds of candy, and there's just a little bit left behind you. So just another great event. Again, we developed that 11 years ago when I came into town and said we have no sidewalks, dark streets, high-speed roads in neighborhoods. We have group homes we don't want our kids at. What can we do? So we started at humble beginnings. Now, for those who attended, I think it's probably one of the premier events in town now, which is really exciting about that. So that was one. Board Clerk Rogers just said, we participated in the Arizona City Veterans Day Parade today. On Thursday, we participated in the ACES School celebration to the veterans as well. So we had many of our members were there, and we supported the other communities as well. We have a fall festival coming up next Friday, and we also have the Fly-In Santa the first Friday of December, and then the Electric Light Parade is the Saturday after that. So many holiday plans coming together, and we've secured our 126 meals for our seniors that are shut in on Christmas Day, so we'll be handing out meals and gifts to our seniors on Christmas Day again. So just a busy holiday session we're rolling into as well.
Thank you for doing all that, Chief.
Thank you.
Yes, Chief.
The staff has done a great job.
Item number 10, the next meeting date, the regular business meeting will be on December 9th, 2025. Number 11, agenda items for the next meeting are due by December 2nd, 2025. And that's it. Do we have a motion for adjournment?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.